We're just trying to tell you that this is simply how it needs to be done. CKUW, of course, does not receive money from the university. CKUW does not receive money from any branch of government. CKUW relies on your pledges, your donations, listener, to keep the lights on. We owe a debt of gratitude as well to students because, yes, a portion of the very, very small portion of the CKUW, or pardon me, of the University of Winnipeg Students Union budget, thanks to tuition from students, comes to the station. But the university itself kind of just gives us a space to hang out and says, you guys figure it out. And that's what we do every single year. Been at this for over 25 years now on the FM airwaves, listener, and we have no plans on going anywhere. It would be easy for us to say, you know what, by golly, people just can go onto YouTube or Spotify and get their music these days, so why do we even bother? But that is not the way that we've ever operated, and it's not the way we plan on operating at any point in the future. Because, listener, let me tell you, as someone who spends a lot of time in a classroom, yes, I often find myself wanting to just put on some background music for my students as they attempt to get some work done. And have you ever tried to go on YouTube these days and just find a nice ambient playlist or something? It is an absolute war zone of AI-generated content in there right now. Honestly, right now, what are you doing? Go to YouTube and look for, you know, a surf rock compilation or a folk music compilation. Gone are the days of even so much as just a greatest hits album on YouTube. Every single thing there is just generated by artificial intelligence with the express goal of making music just as homogenous and easily consumable as possible. It really is a sad state of affairs, and CKUW stands defiant, listener, in the face of these tendencies in the music industry. We're here. We're playing real music. We have real people in the studio, listener, pouring their hearts and souls out there and keeping genuine music love alive and well. That is what we do. That is what every single volunteer and staff member at CKUW does. And we need you, listener, to show us that you appreciate that commitment to real music appreciation. We need you to show your commitment to just actual, real music. It's wild, listener. Imagine telling yourself 10, 20 years ago that CKUW would be leading the charge against robots and computers. It's dystopian stuff, listener, but AI-generated slop is like a bad weed, let me tell you. And we need to, grab our gardening gear here and absolutely just purge our garden of this nonsense that is starting to rear its ugly head more and more. CKUW, listener, is the weed killer here in this delightful metaphor that I've just cooked up. So get on those gardening gloves and call 204-774-6877. Go online to ckuw.ca/donate, and let's get this thing done. Some more music for you now. Last time I was in this studio, I gave you my top 10 albums of 2024. I wanted to play two Canadian bands here that just about made it into my top 10, but didn't quite. They're both bands from BC, a province which is no stranger to giving us some fantastic tunage. And we're going to be hearing from Wormwitch, a band that in the past has made stuff that I didn't really care for that much. And the same goes for the other band that we're going to be hearing, Ancients, a band that takes many pages from the Mastodon playbook, but with a bit of a techier edge. So here's a couple tracks from Wormwitch and Ancients from their fantastic 2024 albums. It's Fun Drive, baby. Let's keep it rolling. ¶¶
Yeah. Yes, good evening. You are tuned into Metal Mondays here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am DJ Dil Gherkin. This is the Bog of Doom. Thank you very much for Sweet Sammy D for coming in and doing some Metal Monday Fun Drive extravaganza here. I'm continuing on for the next little while. Taking up the mantle here, the amulet, the Fun Drive amulet has been brought over to me. Yes, we have many occult devices for you to make a pledge. We have our FunDrive website. You go to fundrive.cqw.ca to make a pledge now to Metal Mondays, or you can send an e-transfer. fundrive@cqw.ca is where you can send an e-transfer. If you're getting any kind of incentive, please note it in the notes, and that this is for Metal Mondays, or any show you choose would be great. So, yes, we have many occult methods to donate to Metal Mondays. I'll be talking a little more about the reasons why you should donate to Metal Mondays or any other of the shows that we have here on the station. But let's get into a first little musical break. This one is Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol. Three tracks here. 1-800-EAT-SHIT, Whip It Around, and Body Bag. We'll be coming back with more Fun Drive 2025. This is Metal Mondays and the Bog of Doom. And we are back. You're tuned into Metal Mondays. This is the Bog of Doom with DJ Dilgerkin. Yes, it is our Fun Drive 2025. We do this every year to raise $60,000 from listener donations. That's about a quarter of our budget here. And what listener donations allows us to do is maintain independence. And that is paramount, especially for a station like CKUW 95.9 FM that really wants to have that diversity, not only of different spoken word shows and content like that outside of the mainstream, but that's really important for music, because we know that there's so much stuff out there now that just doesn't get any radio play at all. CKUW is a place for that, right? And metal has always been a major part of what we do here at the station. And Metal Mondays has been going on for many, many years in different incarnations. We've usually had different hosts, kind of a collective doing Metal Mondays. But there's been lots of other metal shows as well. And it is such a huge, expansive genre, metal. And it has, you know, there's... I think it's an amazing time for metal music. I mean, we can talk about all the classics. You know, I think we're all well aware of what that is. But there's so many great bands making great music. I just do my little slice of metal. But every day of the week, every week, you hear a different Metal Mondays by a different show host. And they're doing their own spin on it. And I think that that is so important, because not only are you not going to find a lot of this stuff elsewhere, but the other problem becomes, you know, the streaming services, they kind of put you in a box, and they kind of always put you back to the same things you've listened to again and again and again. And it's very easy to get into a rut. As much as we have all this access, you know, we have this gigantic map, but do we have the means to actually read the map, transverse the map, actually understand what is going on? And I'm not sure if we have that right now. And that is where something like CKUW comes into play, because every day of the week we have different hosts coming in and doing their shows and figuring that out, figuring out what they're going to play. And putting it together and giving you kind of a who's who and a what's what. And I've learned so much about all sorts of different kind of music here at my time at the station, whether it be folk music, country, indie, experimental music, all kinds, but also metal. I was always kind of a metalhead growing up, but, you know, a place like CKUW has really allowed me to grow and expand my ears a little bit in terms of what I'm listening to. And, yeah, I think that that's important, and something worth pledging towards is that community connection and understanding how we can all kind of discover things together. Because, you know, the hosts are also people you can get in contact with. If you email, get in contact with the station for feedback, or, hey, I really like this. Or, hey, if you like this band, check this out. We're there for you in a way that I think a lot of other media can't be. And the streaming services are sort of, you're kind of left off in a drift in a big ocean, not knowing where to go. And CKUW is sort of your guide. We, our Metal Mondays, the hosts here, are your druids, if you will, leading you along a path to your own self-discovery of metal and everything else. And I think that that human connection is something you get through Campus of Community Radio that is worthy of supporting. So you can support that now with a pledge. Fundrive.ckw.ca is a place to pledge online. Or you can send an e-transfer. Fundrive@ckw.ca is a place where you can pledge as well. We just heard three tracks from Rickshaw Billy's Burger Patrol, a favorite of mine. They're just fun. You heard 1-800 Eat Shit, Whip It Around, and Body Bag. Now, two tracks from one of my favorite bands, Thou. This is their cover, their Nirvana covers, album, Milk It, and Floyd the Barber, This Is Thou. Metal Mondays, The Bog of Doom, Fun Drive 2025. Again, that place to go donate, fundrive.ckw.ca, or send an e-transfer. Fundrive@ckw.ca is a place to send an e-transfer, and just say in the notes, hey, this goes to Metal Mondays. If you want to get a shirt, an incentive, just note what size you want or what you want, and then we can go from there. Yes, here's Thou. We'll be right back. Yes, we are back. This is Metal Mondays, the Bog of Doom, here with DJ Dilgerkin. You just heard two tracks from Vow off of their album of Nirvana covers. That was Milk It and Floyd the Barber. Yes, it is Fun Drive time here at the station, CKW 95.9 FM. And this is where we get listener donations. We are looking for $60,000 by February the 21st, and that would represent 25% of the budget. We've been doing Fun Drive since we've come on the FM dial almost 26 years ago, a quarter of a century ago, in 1999. And one of the reasons why we wanted to do this is it allows us to maintain our independence. And this is very important. Obviously, when we think about independence, we might think about politics. And that's something that gets talked about a fair amount on the station, right? That we can have a place for alternative viewpoints. But I think the culture and music side of it is just as important. Because in terms of on the FM dial, you might hear metal. You might hear AC/DC, Metallica, maybe a Megadeth song. Perhaps they might play Mastodon. I don't know. I don't often listen to a lot of commercial radio myself. But I don't think that often. CBC doesn't generally play any metal, as far as I know, unless I'm not aware. I don't think they have any metal programming. And metal is such a great community and such a great art form. And I've been a metal fan for many years. And I know you must be as well. And there's so much there to discover. So much new music. Exciting new music happening all the time. And I think that's something that we can support. And something that needs support. I think there's always been a strong metal scene here in Winnipeg, but also a strong metal scene, I think, across Canada, but across the globe. Really, metal is a global phenomenon. And even though I'm on the Bog of Doom, really just covering my little slice of metal, it's still a lot to dig into. I kind of go with the more doom, stoner metal, instrumental, doom metal, maybe a little bit of black metal here and there. I also like a lot of experimental stuff, like the band Meth I've played before on this show. Also bands like Thou that you just heard, which are sort of, I guess, within the realm of sludge metal, but they also have their own unique sounds to them. And I think needing someone to kind of guide and guide us, and as well as having that audience interaction. I always like to hear from listeners, especially of Metal Mondays. You can always email me. I'm the program director, programming@ckw.ca. If you ever have any suggestions, hey, I heard this on Metal Mondays last week. Maybe you guys might want to check this band out. And there can actually be that kind of interaction, and something that you don't really get, and certainly not something you get much with streaming services, right? It's sort of just these algorithms point you in the direction they want you to go. And it's very easy to get stuck in ruts, and we want to try to break ourselves out of that and also explore different sounds, different sonic textures, different ways of thinking and conceiving about music. And that's what you get here at CKUW 95.9 FM. 24/7, 7 days a week, all kinds of programming. And I think for a lot of metalheads, I think there's maybe some certain stereotypes, but I would always, my perception and what I think the listening audience out there for metal is that you guys are very, sort of brave seafarers going off into the uncharted waters and really digging into things. And try to find new and interesting sounds, and maybe things that people would dub as being too harsh or too weird, too experimental. But you, the listener of Metal Mondays, I know you're into different kind of stuff, and I'm sure your palette is as wide as mine. I think the analogy I would make is butter chicken's delicious. I love butter chicken, but it's always good to try a good spicy vindaloo, try those really good spicy fish curry, perhaps. Nothing wrong with butter chicken, of course. That's just one culinary example, but really Metal Mondays is the spicy vindaloo of radio, right? And that support for culture and music that kind of goes beyond the reaches, and definitely things that are beyond the realm of what you're going to hear on mainstream, in mainstream media, whether it be commercial radio or the CBC. You know, there's so much great metal here in Winnipeg, but also I think across Canada. And do they really get any props at all? I mean, you know, I think Ken Mode won a Juno. Very funny, I ran into them a while back, last spring, and I ran into the folks from Ken Mode. Very, very great people. And they had just come back from the Junos, and their flights got canceled and all the rest of it. And they were just reporting to me that, like, hey, like, yeah, we went to the Junos, but it kind of sucked. And, geez, they just didn't know what to do with us. Like, they put us on a bill with a bunch of indie bands. We played for a half an hour, scared the living bejesus out of everybody, and left. And it was just not a good experience. And I think that's too bad that the mainstream doesn't want to even acknowledge bands like that, right? And, you know, Ken Mode is a band that I could fit into my show here on the Bog of Doom. But there's so many other great bands that I just don't think, if you're playing that kind of music that has a certain connotation to it, you're just not going to get that same kind of support that other artists do. And that's why Campus Community Radio and shows like Metal Mondays are so important. And that's what you can do with a pledge of support. You can support all that with pledging. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to pledge now, or you can send an e-transfer to fundrive@ckw.ca to make a pledge. $35 gets you the Friends card. It gives you insider access to discounts and special offers at all participating businesses. That's our base level, and it's a great level because I believe almost every independent record store is on the Friends card. So you'll... And I know metal fans love buying vinyl and physical media. You will most definitely pay yourself back with that Friends card, getting discounts at places like Into the Music and Dooley Records and others. I'm pretty sure almost every record store in Winnipeg is on there. Every independent record store, I should say. So you can make that donation with a $35 pledge, and it'll go a long way to helping us reach our goal of $60,000. But I implore you, you can go to fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now for all that you hold dear as a metal fan, and to keep us going and have a place where we can play music like this. So that place again, fundrive.ckw.ca to make a pledge now, or send an e-transfer. fundrive@ckw.ca. Just let us know how that this is for Metal Mondays, and you would like to get the pledge, the CKW Friends card with a pledge of $35. Now let's get into some new tracks from Pigs. This is Stitches and Detroit. This is The Bog of Doom, Fun Drive 2025 on Metal Mondays.